Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
I won't say it across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, everyone. This is Brittany. I will be your host for the evening. I'd like to welcome you all to Amongst Friends. I'd also like to welcome my co-hosts. We have Deidre, we have Q, and we have Jeff. So tonight's before I go on to tonight's topic, for those of you who want to listen in, you can join us on www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can give us a call at 760-683-2662 to voice your opinion on tonight's topic. And also, we are going to start at a new time, just as a reminder, 8 o'clock every Wednesday. That's where you'll find us. You can also join us on Facebook at Amongst Friends Radio. You can join our group and tune in. All right, so tonight's topic is going to be Black Greek life. Your thoughts, views, and is it all worth it? So to all of my Black Greeks out there, I want you to call in with your views and opinions. And even those who are not Greek, I would love for you to call in, and I want to hear your views and opinions too, because there are numerous people out there who are totally against the idea of being Greek, and I'm sure they have plenty of views on Greek life. So, good evening, everyone, and I'm going to go ahead, and I am going to ask a couple questions to my co-host. So I'm going to start with Q. Q, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So I want to know what your overall view on Greek life is.
My overall view on Greek life.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but first.
No, I'm not Greek.
Okay.
I was underground for a particular fraternity.
We don't get to that. I'm going to ask you.
Oh, you're going to get in my business.
I don't want you to start explaining all of it yet.
That's a good question, and
I don't know
if I have a definite answer to that question. I think when I was in college, it was all about being in a fraternity. You know, you're nothing. If you went to a black school, you're nothing, or you're probably everybody else label you as nothing. Unless you join a fraternity or a sorority. So I just think that for the most part, is people initially join a fraternity or sorority, and this is my opinion, America, don't beat me up. I think they just need for some type of belonging.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to join a fraternity or sorority because it's the it thing to do. It's like a fad or something. Or it's just the main thing to do, to feel I guess prestigious, for some sort.
That's okay. It. Gotcha. Okay, so Miss Deidre, thank you, Q.
And I'm gonna have to I'm gonna have to come back at you with that one because I disagree a little bit on what you're saying.
And I know you're gonna disagree because you're Greek. I know you're gonna be.
Not well. You know what? Not only because I'm Greek, but because I actually brought in a line when I was in college, and I've had people approach me, and I knew that they only wanted to do it for the perks. They didn't want to do it, and there were other people that wanted to do it because they wanted to belong to something. Because at my university, we had Greeks, and then we had a bunch of unofficial organizations. And when I say, I'm sorry, not unofficial, but like we didn't have any
unofficial organizations.
So it's like you have all these other organizations on campus that you're not going to be involved in once you graduate. It's just why you're there. And then you have your official organizations that you'll still be a part of and paying dues for when you graduate. So we had people that they just wanted to be a part of something, just like you said, to say they were a part of something. And then you had those girls who they only wanted to do it because they just wanted to be able to say they were a Delta or, you know, say they were AK or whatever. And, I mean, I had a girl approach me, and unfortunately, she actually made the line, although I, you know, didn't really want her to, but she came to me one day, and she said she saw me with a Delta lanyard on. And she knew that because I was a Delta, I was able to get into the step shows for free. So she wanted to borrow some of my paraphernalia so she could get in the step show for free. And she wasn't a Delta, but she was like, oh, man. She was like, I want to be able to wear that so I can get in for free. You know, like, she didn't want it because she wanted to do community service or because she, you know, was potentially a legacy or something like that. She wanted it because of the perks. So you do have those people out there that do want it because they're a legacy or they really believe in what the sorority or fraternity stands for. And then you have some people that are peer pressured into doing it, you know, from family and things like that. So the only part I agree with you on was, you know, people doing it for a sense of belonging. Because, I mean, I've had my reasons why I did it, and it was not to belong to anything because I don't really care about stuff like that, about belonging.
For the majority, you know, I'm quite sure, you know, especially if you're a legacy, you know, your mother, your aunt, your grandmother, they told, well, not you specifically, but because I don't know if you're a legacy or not, but I'm quite sure that, you know, for others that were legacies, you know, their mothers, aunt, grandmothers, they told their granddaughter or daughter or niece what it is. And what it takes to be a Delta. So in that sense, I understand. But, you know, on the outside, what males and females see, you know, when they go to, like, if they go someplace and they have on their Omega Psi Phi sweater or the Alpha Phi Alpha or the AKA regalia, you know, people just look at them in a whole new different light. And that's what the most, in my opinion, see. They don't see what it really took, the 3, 4, 5 months it took to get those Greek letters. They don't see that, and they don't understand that. And for the most part, they really don't want to. They want to, quote unquote, skate all over the hard work. They just want to sneak their way in into getting those Greek letters.
Right. And that I agree with. And yes, I am a legacy. all of my family that are Greek are Deltas. So it was automatically instilled in me to, like, I guess, pursue being a Delta. You know, my grandmother never pressured me into doing it, but she made sure that I didn't join anything else. It was just like, and I know that she would want me to do what I would want to do, but just from the women in my family and how powerful they are and their careers and whatnot, I mean, I was just instantly drawn to them. So, you know, I have my reasons for, of course, why I wanted to become a Delta. So I want to hear from some of our other co-hosts, Ms. Deidre. I want to know, what are you Greek, and what is your overall view on Greek life?
I am not Greek. However, regardless of what Jeff says or anything like that, it was my intention to pledge Delta. Wanted to do it since I was a little girl. Wanted to go off to college. However, the college that I attended did not offer Deltas on the line and was not able to transfer to a school where I could. So it is my intent to pledge grad chapter at some point in time, who knows when, the next couple of years or so.
Hey, Britt,
what I
can I ask you something?
Oh, you just going to cut me
I'm sorry. I wish you finished. I thought you were done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I like about the Greek organizations across the board, whether it be Delta, a.k.a. Sigma, is the sisterhood and the love that they have, the history, the community services that they provide, the networking that they do. I mean, it's something to be proud of. I mean, so that's what it means to me. You can go ahead now, Keaton, since, you know, you felt what I had to say wasn't important, that you would cut me off.
This is what I want to ask, and it's based on your situation. And I wanted to ask Brittany.
Yes.
If there is a college campus where there say like, you know, at Deidre School, Deidre went to Texas State University, and they didn't have a Delta line. Could like a Delta organization in that area go to that college and put Deidre online?
To my knowledge, I haven't really heard of that. I've heard of something similar to that. So I know way back in the day they used to do that, but now I don't know that they do. I know one of my friends went to Drexel University, and they pledged with girls from Villanova and I want to say Temple. They all, like, pledged together. But I don't know. I can check on that, but I don't know that another chapter will have her come over, but I think it's possible. So, but I don't know, because I don't know anybody that's been in that situation. Or like she said, she can end up doing grad chapter. But most people tend to want to join when they're in undergrad, because it's totally different when you get in grad chapter. Undergrad is like more fun, you know, party and, you know, hanging out with other Greeks. And then it's like when you get in grad chapter, it's And it's definitely business in undergrad, but in grad chapter, it's like strictly business. I mean, you do have parties and things like that, but it's a lot more strict, like buckle down, all about community service and all that. So,
okay.
I'm not too sure.
Okay, I just read. Well, one of your soloists just answered the question. She said, pertaining to my question, no, they cannot. If your school does not have an active chapter and there is one at your campus, if your school does not have an active chapter and there is no one at your campus, but there are citywide chapters available. Oh, okay. So that's pretty much basically what you said. So.
Yeah, I don't.
How many of you to talk to your sorrow? Talk to your sorrow. She tripping.
I love my sorrow. I love that. Let it go. Okay, so Mr. Jeff, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you a part of a Greek organization? And what is your overall view on Greek life?
I am a proud member of Me Fa Me.
What do you have now?
Incorporated.
Me Spy.
Yes,
Me Spy.
I said Me Fa. Me Spy. Me Fa. Me Spy.
Get it together.
Yes. I have a different whole situation on it. I am an inner city youth who was in my family, which was a little tight-knit group. First one to go to college, so I had nobody in my family to tell me about, you know, the glorious nine, I believe it is, eight or nine. So I went off to school, and that's where I got my first taste of it, right after I saw School Days. So I was interested in Greek life, but I was all right with being by myself, you know, or being me for me. So I think it's cool for anybody who wants to join because of, like, things like what Dee just spoke of, you know, the sisterhood and on the fraternity side, the brotherhood. I more so wanted to, when I was thinking about it, I was more so wanting to do it because, you know, it was just me and my family. It was just me and my sister, and I wanted to have older brothers. I wanted to have younger brothers, but, you know, Mom Dukes is like two and I'm good. So, for me, I just want to do it just so I can have some other cats to call my brother. You know, to go through something with them, to bond with them, and have that lifelong tie to a group of guys that, you know, persevere with me through the storm or whatever, or, you know, through the pledge process. So, but when it comes to that, you know, I like it. I like Greek life. Good, bad, and ugly. I like it. I've seen the bad with Q's being stupid, and I've seen the good with, you know, people, you know, taking on highway projects and stuff like that. So, and, you know, so that's my spiel.
Well, thank you for your opinion.
Uh-huh.
All right. So for those of you guys just tuning in, we're talking about Black Greek life. We want your thoughts, views, and opinions. Please give us a call at 760-683-2662. Mm-hmm. We would love for you to join and hear what your thoughts are. Yes, sir.
Brittany, I need you to do it, Brittany.
What would you like
to do? I need you to do it. I need you to do the Delta thing. I need you to do it.
Are you talking about our call?
Yes, the call. I need you to do it.
Okay, so before I do that, I want to wish a happy belated Founders Day to all of my lovely sorors of the Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Oh, Lord.
But,
that's what I'm talking about. Get it in, baby. Get it in. You know
that was a little rusty, but there you go. So, another question I want to ask, do you guys think that being Greek is overrated? And I'm sure Q answered this earlier, but I want to know what you do and why.
Is being Greek overrated?
Yes.
I think nowadays it is, because it's more of, like I said, my opinion is more of a fad thing, but those who pledged, like, you know, 20, 30, maybe 40 years ago, nah. They were into it. They were into it, and I've heard that, you know, in order to, the pledging back in those days was hell. You know, the ones that crossed like 5, 10, 15 years ago, y'all think y'all had it easy? No. Your Greek older, whatever you want to call them, your older brothers, your older sisters, they went through hell. They went through hell. So I think back then it wasn't overrated. It wasn't overrated, but now I don't want to, maybe because of social media and, you know, with everything that's so accessible to everybody. Yeah, I think it's getting overrated now. And it's not so, and you know what I said before, it's not so much a service now. It's getting the Greek letters and getting the colors. That's what all matters. And I know some people, as soon as they got the Greek letters, they dropped out of school. And I'm still befuddled to that day. No bullshit. I'm serious. I don't want to name. But there was one main fraternity. I'm not going to say any names. But as soon as they crossed the burning sands, you didn't hear from them. You did not hear from them. Unless homecoming came, that's when you saw that person or those people. And it's funny. It's funny. I mean, it's funny, but then again, it's sad, because that's saying to me, well, we knew what you come to college for. It wasn't to get an education. It was to join the fraternity and get that sense of belonging.
All right. Anybody else have any views on it being overrated?
I think it can be overrated for some. Once people get in it and they realize, because I'm quite sure, I mean, Brittany, you kind of spoke on this a little bit when you were talking about undergrad versus grad. So if you get in and it's undergrad, I can see how undergrad business, or how the chapter, how the undergrad chapter conducts itself, I know that whole thing can be like, okay, we're doing this again, we're doing that again, this is what we're doing, we can't think of anything else, we don't want to try nothing else, do we have to throw another party, do we have to go to this auction that the Qs are having and let them auction us off, and we got to go out with these people who, like, basically buy us for a date and a night, stuff like that. You know, the rigmarole of it all. That, I think that's where it can be sort of overrated. So, like you said, you graduate, and then there's, like, the afterlife, which is, you know, you get into a good grad chapter, and then the avenues for what you can possibly do as a fraternity and sorority opens up a bit. you know, you're not doing the day in and day out college life type stuff. You know, you're getting into voter registration a little bit more. You're doing, you know, your outreach programs are more vast, more wide ranging. You got big brothers and big sisters, you know what I'm saying? You got going to the hospital to, you know, be a candy striper for a day. That's where I could see it can kind of be overrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's absolutely right, Jeff, because a lot of that stuff, I know for us in undergrad, with my chapter, we did a lot of work, and then we, like you said, had those things, those instances where, you know, we threw parties, or for instance, my chapter, we do a pageant every year with the Qs. That takes so much time to plan, and it's so much work to put together. And it's like when I joined a grad chapter, they still do joint things with fraternities as far as parties go, but it's like when you join a grad chapter, like I said, it's more work. It's a lot more serious, you know, not always playtime. And you don't have a lot of the things going on in the grad chats that you do in undergrad as far as, like, hazing and just stuff like that. So, Deidre, do you feel that being Greek is overrated? Deidre there? All righty.
I think she's talking to the mute.
Okay.
I think, I just wanted to add that I think that part of the evidence of it being overrated for some, you know, can be where you have your, you know, your T-shirt wearers pop up. You know what I'm saying? The people who they probably went in with good intentions, but, you know, seeing how, oh, this is it. This is all we got for right now. Type situation. Well, all right, I'm gonna do a step show. I'm gonna help you out with the party, but then I'm gonna play it back now.
Mhm.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have that a lot too. In undergrad, and for me, I've crossed since spring 2007. I crossed when I was a sophomore in college. So. I was in a chapter for, 2 years. And I can honestly say, like, you have people that cross and you never see them again, like you said. And they don't necessarily drop out of school. They just don't come around and they don't do anything. But when it's time to do stuff like bringing in a line where you got to be picking girls and, you know, bringing them through the process, that's when they want to pop up, and they want to. That's when they want to pop up, and then they want to act like they got some kind of authority, and they want to be in girls' faces and doing the most when their own sisters haven't seen them since they crossed. They ain't been to one show or nothing.
So Brittany,
yeah,
Brittany, I have a question. So when stuff goes down like that, do the other servers check them? Call them on it, or do they just let it slide?
No, you have some that speak their mind on it, you know, because I've been in that situation where I haven't seen somebody in ages, and then when it was time for us to bring in a line, it was just like, oh, hey, you know, I ain't seen you in a long time. You know, they ain't never come to no chapter meetings, but when it comes to stuff like that, they were, you know, into it. So nobody took them serious, I think. And the girls online, they know who's in the chapter. They know who they see all the time. So when they don't see you, they may know that you're a part of the chapter. And I'm not going to say that they don't have any respect for them. Don't get me wrong, because they respected all of my sisters. But it's just kind of like they knew who to listen to for real, like, you know, I'm not saying don't listen to her because she's been MIA, but at the same time, I think they have more respect for those who they knew were there to teach them and to help them get through the process and not just be in their face talking down to them, you know, and these girls ain't never seen you in their life. So, yeah, you definitely, and it is kind of hard when you graduate college and then you try to go into a grad chapter, because I know for me, I'm not even going to sit here and play like I'm a Dino Delta, like I do everything and do all this community service and whatnot. You know, I try my hardest to be at what I can go to. And then, of course, since I had a baby, it's been a lot harder for me because you can't bring kids to chapter me. So it's just like, you know, and I have my grandmother who's on my back consistently, because my grandmother is the type of woman who will be at every Delta function. It does not matter when. It does not matter where. She takes off work. She is the she's the social action chair for our chapter. So she is on it, and she's always on me. You know, so and I am financial. I will say that. But it's definitely a lot different when you go over grad. So, have you guys had any experiences with, I guess, when you guys were in college? Did any of you guys ever start the pledging process? And if you did, yes. I mean, I'm not, and I don't expect any of you guys to share what fraternity or sorority you were doing it with, because it's none of our business. That's on you if you want to share or not. So I'm not even going to ask. But can you, I guess, give us a feel of what that was like for you and how that made you feel, whether you didn't, you know, whether you dropped or the whole line got dropped or what happened? Q, do you have anything to share with us about that?
Yeah, I was underground for a particular fraternity when I was in college. I mean, it was a good, I want to say 10 or 12 at the time. You know, we was getting our preparation or whatever. At that time, it's something that I wanted to do, but as the days got closer to doing the formalities, I dropped. And the main reason why I dropped was because of it started being foolish, you know, and it came to the point where I had to ask myself, what am I here for? Am I here for to get an education? Because like Jeff, I was the family first. I was the first, you know, to go to college. I was the first to go get a degree. So that was the question that I had to ask myself. Do I want to deal with the foolishness and join the fraternity, or did I want to get good grades, go to, you know, stay on the road, deans or whatever, and graduate? And that was the point. It was like, you know, I know we all have our fun in college. We do this and we do that. But when it comes to a point where, you know, people say to you, well, if you want to do this, you have to do this. And it kind of sideswipes the main reason for your college. It made my decision that much easier to do. So that's why I dropped. It was starting to get foolish and crazy. And what's even more funny about it is that, you know, I didn't go to them. They came to me. They came to me and my boys. So they was like, you know, they seen us around campus, because if you was around Shaw University campus in the early 80s, you seen me and my crew. And we was having... We was all on the campus having fun, doing this, doing that. So they came to us. It's like, you know, we think you could be a wonderful asset to our brotherhood. But, you know, in the final ending, it was like, thanks for no thanks. I'm good. I'm good by myself.
Okay. And I like what you said because it seems like, and nowadays, like the hazing part, and we'll get to that, like it's gotten out of control. And a lot of people don't realize that some of the things that they are, what they claim they're required to do, are foolish. And a lot of people will go through the most. I mean, we've had cases at my school that were off the hook. You know, like people going to jail over this kind of stuff. And it's like people don't realize what they're in school for. Like, yeah, I'm there to get an education. They don't realize that. And I think that ends up hurting a lot of people in the long run because they don't realize, you know, what they're doing can be foolish, you know. And, I mean, it's crazy to me. Like, at our school, I know, you know, some kid got beat so bad with a paddle, like, he ended up getting a staph infection, and then he tried to sue the fraternity. And, you know, a couple of my friends went to jail over that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they don't realize, you know, and I mean, and they were doing, I mean, the boy was online for a minute, you know, and a lot of fraternities and sororities, you know, they have like pre-pledging, you know, when you underground and, you know, don't nobody know that you're doing, you know, whatever. It's not even official. And people are getting caught up and they're getting in trouble for it. So.
Yeah, that happened at, you know, at school too, you know. It was two fraternities that got kicked off of university for extreme hazing. So, and one, I know one dude had to go to the hospital for whatever, and I know, and also from another college campus nearby, Shaw, a fraternity pledge died from his hazing incidents. So it's crazy.
Yeah, and like I said, and like you were saying, you realize what you were in school for, you know, and some people it's just sad because. Some people got their parents paying for school, and I'm not knocking anybody trying to join a fraternity or sorority. I mean, there are certain things that you're going to have to sacrifice and you're going to have to go through, you know, regardless of what organization you join. Even at my university, even all of the unofficial organizations, they haze you. You go through a process, and you, you know, supposedly pledge to do all these organizations. Like I said, the ones that you're not even going to be a part of when you graduate, you know, except when you come back from homecoming, you might see one of your little brothers or sisters, but other than that, you're not paying, you know, national dues or anything, no yearly dues to be a part of it. You know, one of my freshman year roommate got mono from some unofficial organization because they sharing a whole gallon of water amongst like 40 people, you know, and then she got sick, and of course she didn't tell me she had mono. I found out through the grapevine. Thank God I ain't share nothing with it, but anyway, it's crazy because it's like nowadays all these organizations are requiring you to go through some hazing process, and some people really don't get that it's foolish. They want to do it because they feel like, you know, they have to. You know, I've heard some gruesome stories before, and I've seen some crazy pictures of people's butts, you know, because they've been getting beat so bad. But yeah. I just think it's a bit much. Jeff, what about you? Have you ever, you know, did you ever begin a pledging process and then you didn't finish? Have you ever done that?
I went to, I remember going to a couple of smokers. and that was interesting enough. just going to the smoker, And that allowed me to see the, how can I say, well, I have to say it this way. Going to a smoker, being the unknowledgeable kid about fraternities and sororities, when I got to school, I saw the stupidity of fraternity because they assumed that everybody who came to a smoker or approached them asking questions just knew. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, it was almost like an inbred thing. It's like, yo, you got to know about this. Like, there's no other way. You should be asking, you should know about us, and you should come asking us the correct questions because you want entrance into this thing. So a person actually showing up that didn't know a good goddamn thing about a fraternity or sorority, it just wasn't in the cards. Not at all. But I, like I said, so I went to a couple of smokers, and at my school, Johnson C. Smith in Charlotte, North Carolina, they had the process, laugh if you want to, but the name of your school is just real short. I'll shorten mine so I can just relate to you a little bit. The school had the process that you had to have a whole semester's tuition paid in full before you could pledge. Now, of course, me being an inner city kid, my mom's was the only one paying for my college education. So, you know, the little scholarships that I had kicked in, but it was my mom's portion that had to be paid up before I could pledge. So I actually missed out on possibly doing it for two semesters. When I came up on my junior year of I lucked up and had a summer job that paid me so well that I was able to help my moms and pay off my semester, pay off my fall semester. Well, guess what? There was no line the fall semester when I had my tuition paid zero. So that was it for me. I was just like, okay, so I'm going to pledge myself and Nephi me and call it a day.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. I mean, it happens. But you still always have time. And that's what I tell my friends that I know that are interested. Like, I've had friends that, you know, they tried out with me. It didn't go through for them. They tried out again. It didn't go through. And I always encourage them, and I guess it's a little easier for me because I'm a part of the organization, but I'm like, if you really want to do it, you'll do it. You'll make it happen. You know, it might not be when you want it to happen, but if it's meant to be, then it'll happen. And especially, you know, like I know girls that wanted to do it so bad in college, and then now, you know, they graduated, and they're not even interested in it anymore. And then I know some chicks that wanted to do it in college, and then they ended up going on the grad trip because that's how bad they wanted it. And so, you know, I always encourage them, hey, if you really want to do it, you know, it is a lot of work. Like, at one point I lost a lot of weight, and I've always been somewhat thin, but my weight fluctuates or whatever, depending on how I'm feeling. So there was one point where there was one instance where we were bringing in a line, and this was my senior year of college. So, you know, your senior year, you're trying to buckle down and make sure you're going to graduate. And my senior year of college, I was bringing in a line, and I was trying to graduate. So there was one, and I was, like, on the go all of the time. So there, at that point, I lost so much weight. Like, people was asking me, like, are you not eating? No, I was just, like,
ripping and running and on the go all the time. It was ridiculous. But anyway, that's my past life. Let's see here. For those of us that are joining us, please call in 760-683-2662.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. All right. Who we got on
the line? Have a caller. We're going to bring in Aisha from Virginia.
Okay.
Hi, Aisha. Hi, Aisha.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Aisha.
Hey, Aisha.
Oh,
hey.
Lord.
Hi. So I'm actually Brittany's line sister. I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and I came to dish all the tea on Brittany.
Oh, Lord. No. As long as I've been doing the radio, ain't nobody called in with no tea on me. Let's not start now.
So I'm about to spill the tea. But no, I really just wanted to call in. You know, Brittany said, we pleasure spring 2007. We're actually also active with the same graduate chapter. I'm trying to think of the questions that were asked tonight. I definitely will say that to me, you know, just being a member of the sorority since 2007, I think it's still worth it. I think nowadays the younger people that are coming in, you know, depending on what campus they're at and what organization they're trying to be a part of, the process can get so convoluted and people can get caught up in. There are people that join for the wrong reasons. A lot of people join because they're real introvert or shy, or they, you know, they want to be a part of an organization to kind of hype their college experience so when they graduate they have something to remember and talk about. And then a lot of these times these people don't continue to stay active with the grad chapter. Like, that was just their 4 years. You won't see them at homecoming. They just did it to be in it for the moment. And I do know people like that, you know, their pledge, and then just that it was something they did and that was the end of it. But I'm one of those people that I'm not a Delta Legacy. I think the most my mother did was order an Eastern Star when she was on active duty, and that was about it. But I really like, especially just having people in my life like Brittany, like without Delta, I wouldn't have known like a great group of phenomenal women that have seriously impacted my college experience and then just my life overall. So I definitely, like, Brittany's an awesome person. She's an awesome sister, and outside of just being a sister, she's like, and she's one of my best friends. Like, without Delta, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to meet and know her. So that's one of the things I can really say. So, that I can really say that I'm thankful, you know, for being a part of Delta. And like I said, the programs we have on the graduate level are awesome. It's just what you make it. You know, if you're working full time, if you can afford to keep up with your dues and stay active, cool, you know, that's good for you. It's a great experience, and I think it's awesome to be a part of. But on another note, for people that are not Greek, and I'll use my parents for example, my parents were in the military and did college courses, and like I said, my mother did OES, and my father even, you know, is a Mason. They still have friends from over 20 years that they knew from the military, and they still have that. Even though they didn't pledge, like, the Persian Rifles or anything, they still have that same fraternal bond that we got from joining a sorority, or that you'll get for joining a fraternity. So I will say it's not the end-all, be-all, and if you don't make it in college, you know, try grad chapter, and then if you realize it's just not for you, then cool. It's really not for everybody. Not to sound cliche, but there's really just a select few people that get in sorority, fraternity, and they make it work, and they actually do serve as a benefit for the fraternity. But it's not the end-all, be-all. It's not for everybody. It is what you make it and what you decide to give back to the fraternity sorority. So with that being said, that's my 2 cents for the day. So thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Aisha?
Yeah.
You know, you got Brittany over there crying.
I know. She's a mom now, and she's all emotional.
My eyes.
She knows
so
I love her though.
I
just saw her an hour ago.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
Thank you, Aisha, for calling in and giving us your
You're welcome.
Oh.
I'll talk to you after the show.
What are you crying for?
I'm just,
I'm not crying. I
emotional ass. Yes, you were.
I did not cry. No, I didn't cry, but I will say that I'm the only child, so I didn't. That was another reason, a part of the reason why I wanted to join was because of the sisterhood. And I used to beg my parents to have a kid, another kid. And I've always been alone, like, growing up, you know, I don't have any family in this area besides my grandmother, my dad, and my mom. I don't have any cousins my age here. So it was just like, when you look at the sisterhood, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, I want something like that. And Aisha is one of my favorite, I mean, all-time favorite line sisters. And I can probably count on one hand how many favorites I have. And I love them all dearly. But Aisha is like, I don't even know. I'm not going to even know. Anyway, she has grown to be one of my best friends. I can call for anything. I can talk to her about anything. So, yeah. When I joined, it was like, and it also helped build my character a lot, too, because I used to be the most sensitive-ass person in the entire world. Like,
you still
when is. When my friends used to get mad at me, I used to cry. Like, when I was in elementary school and stuff like that, I was so emotional. And then when I got to college and when I joined Delta, I was around a bunch of other girls with so many strong personalities. Like some crazy ones, and I'm just like, hell no. I mean, I done got into it with a couple. So it definitely helped build my character, and I will say that was another great thing. You know, that's another great way it touched my life because my mom and my grandmother, they are the most blunt, cutthroat women. And here I am, like, I don't speak up all the time. So when I started meeting these other chicks from New York and all that and acting crazy attitude, I love them dearly, but when you get tested all the time, then you got to strike back. So it definitely helped build my character.
Cut them out, girl. Cut them out, goddamn. Cut them out.
I mean, I've had my fair share of stuff out, you know. But I think when you join an organization and you got a bunch of women, and, you know, especially with us women, when you got a bunch of women, you know, everybody's not going to clash. I mean, excuse me, some people are going to clash. Everybody's not going to click. And then you have certain people that are in click. And then it's like, you know, everybody does their own thing. Everybody doesn't mesh, you know, and everybody's not going to like each other. I don't care how it looks, you know, on the outside. But at the end of the day, I love all of my line sisters. Even if they don't think so, I love them dearly because we all went through a process together. We all share one common bond. So I love them, love them, love them. So
okay.
I want to talk about some myths that you guys may have heard.
Ooh,
about
yeah, let's get to yeah, come on now. Come
oh,
on
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I asked this because, you know, since I'm the only one that agrees, I want to know some things that you guys have heard, and then, I'll share with you guys what I've heard in school and whatnot. So what are some things that you guys heard? And if you want to share this fraternity sorority, that's even better. So let
okay,
me know
this,
what
this
you
is
guys
what I, this what I heard. Here's one.
Okay.
I don't know what your brother group on campus was at Virginia State,
mm-hmm.
but at Shaw, it was the Deltas and the Qs. They pretty much shared the plot.
Okay.
So one of the myths or rumors that I heard was after a line crossed, they get sexual with their quote unquote brothers, campus brothers. So if you say, like, for instance, you cross, you know, when you crossed in whatever year you crossed in, you know, there was a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated waiting in your bedroom,
uh-huh.
butt naked, ready to get, you know, ready to, you know, make it consummate the whole relationship. True or false?
I will say Virginia State University. And we always, as Joseph, we always say we don't have brothers. But if you want to say, you know, who we consider our brothers on campus, yes, we did. They were the kids.
Yes or no,
Brittany Renee Dawson?
Yes or no, Britt?
And no, honestly, Q, I've never heard that, but I do have a friend of mine who went to my university who is listening, who just texted me and told me she heard the same rumor. That I do not know of. I have not heard that. I know some folks that after they crossed, they were getting it in with the Qs because we hung out with them. But I never heard, like, oh, that's a requirement. You got to do what you do with the Qs after you cross.
You know, I heard that's the requirement because at Charlotte University in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611, you know, it was the Deltas and the Qs.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the AKAs, and the Zetas and the Sigmas, they were naturally brothers and sisters.
Correct.
So, and that's what I heard. If whenever they cross, you know, they got an orgy coming. And I heard it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing, hallelujah. It was a beautiful thing.
I haven't heard that, and I don't know any of my sisters that are saying some of those things, but
Yeah, you do. They probably ain't going to say nothing.
I knew some that were sleeping with the kids, but not as a whole, oh, you joined Delta, so this is what you got to do. That I didn't know about. I was one of those Greek girls who I went to parties and I hung out, but you would never catch me always hanging around Q's or nothing like that. Like, I was not big into hanging around Greek guys all the time, because a lot of Greek girls do that. They hang around Q's all the time or the cast was like, I'm not into that. I've never been into that. So I know that certain campuses have, like, for instance, like the campus have Campus Sweetheart, and they basically have, like, girls go through a process and they become like their sweethearts. Or the Q have Q Pearls. Now, I heard they do those kind of things to be a part of that, but I don't know about the Delta. Everything they do.
Oh, yeah, the Q Pearls.
I can't speak for my line, but I've never heard that, to be honest.
Yeah, so I remember on Smith's campus, the sororities had their little helpers too. And I remember some AKAs approached me and my boy and asked us if we wanted to be AKA whatever it is, the helper dudes. And my boy straight up was like, yeah, the Miyakas, right. So my boy straight up was like, the only way we're gonna be a Miyaka is if we can fuck y'all. And the AKA who asked us, she was, when I say she was utterly shocked that she got the question, it was hilarious. Her facial expression, I mean, she turned white as a ghost, yo, because she was in shock. But here we go a month later, and she's sitting around having a conversation with some of the Kappa Sweethearts and the Q Pearls. She actually came back to my boy and was like, yo, unfortunately, AKAs don't do that or didn't get down like that, but she had been made witness to some stories of some situations where, you know, that whole fraternity, sorority, and then helpers thing actually went down. So she came back and she told us, you know, that she had heard some stuff, and she was like, yeah, if he would have said that question, or if he would have asked that question now, she probably wouldn't have been as amazed as she was, or in so much shock as she was. So, but the only thing that I've ever heard about sororities was, and I couldn't test this out because, you know, everybody's different, every woman is different, but I did hear that AKA suck dick better than Deltas do. I heard that, but I just.
You know what, Tyler? You are
so out of line.
So that's what I heard.
You got me wasted, baby. Yes, you are so out of line. And
so
not that I truly care what the AKA do, but you are out of line.
Good. That's the only thing. That's the only thing that I heard, and I couldn't.
Was that just a
Huh?
Oh my God! Respect.
So I couldn't find a. I couldn't find a elephant with a fat enough ass for me, and I couldn't find an ivy that was down. So. I couldn't be a MythBuster. I'm sorry.
You are out of line. Yeah. You are on punishment. You are on punishment from this. Okay. You have to respect this, please.
Yeah.
Ooh. So what about the Zayton in the thing with Gavin Rose, Jeff?
Oh, now I will say this: when it comes to the Zetas, I have to say this. I've always heard that it's true when you say the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. When it comes to the Zetas, and it just so happened on Johnson C. Smith, you was hard pressed to find a light skinned Zeta. So when them blue jackets came. Yeah, when them blue jackets came out, it was midnight. Trust. And Sigma Gamma Rose.
The color should have been blue and black. Oh, my God.
Let me close
this
my
should have been blue and
black.
There's no such thing. And I think it's in the Zeta Phi Beta bylaws that you can't be like it.
You know what?
I've never seen a light-skinned Zeta.
I have seen a light-skinned Zeta. I had to shut my door because Jerome is a Sigma and he doesn't play by his sisters. So I've seen, I know of a light-skinned Zeta. She's the only one I know of. The rest of them are like,
mm-hmm.
Brown skin, not dark skin. I do have a good friend that's a dark skin Zeta, but the ones that went to my school, we had maybe like, matter of fact, I know of three light skin Zetas that went to my school. Those are the only ones I've really seen.
No.
And the thing
okay,
with Gamma Rose
so,
at my school, I mean, I don't know.
Let's not talk about Sigma Gamma Rose. Let's not talk about them. They're not here to defend themselves.
Well, you never know who's listening.
Okay. They're not here to defend themselves. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Have you seen a light-skinned Delta?
A light-skinned Delta?
Yes.
No, she was passed over and was forced to go AKA.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
So, Britt.
I got some white Britt, Dana.
I need for all. I just want to know why. You know, it's how come there are no light skin, you know, deltas? That I just want to know.
There aren't any.
I haven't seen any. I haven't.
Q.
This is what I want you to do.
Okay. Well, okay. So we just had our national convention in D.C. this past July, where there were thousands of us here.
Go ahead. I was in the area.
I have seen numerous white stores. I'm talking about Caucasian women. Like, one of my line sisters is Hispanic. I have another one who is German and black. She looks I mean, she's white. Not white, but she's very, very fair-skinned. They do exist. You don't, you may not. And I'm not even going to say I don't really see any light-skinned Deltas. I mean, there's so many of us. Yes, there are light-skinned Deltas.
Baby, over the summer, over the summer last year when y'all had y'all little convention here in the D.C. area, I was downtown. I was taking pictures left and right. I did not see one light-skinned Delta. I did not.
And she was probably, you know why? She was probably in a meeting doing Delta business, doing Delta work.
Please.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
hey, so
please. You know y'all Delta love to hang out and party. Don't even play with me. Oh, my goodness. Where's Dana? Dana Anderson, your solo. Dana, please call. Please call
Wait,
the show.
Hold on. We have a caller on the line. It is Dana from Maryland.
Thank you.
Hi, Dana.
You tried it. We work hard. I don't know what you're talking about. And Q, you have seen the white sorrel on my page.
Who? I haven't seen the white sorrel on your page.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
Q,
my
one
God.
Of my closest sorrels is white. I have two very fair-skinned line sisters. Get out of here. We work hard.
You get out of here.
It's not about partying. We are hardworking.
I said that the Deltas they party. I'm not trying to say y'all party all the time. I know y'all about y'all business, but when it's time to party, if Deltas are throwing a party, I guarantee you it's going to be crowded, and at some point the fire department is going to come and shut it down.
Wow.
I bullshit you that.
Dana?
Yes.
Dana, can you do the call for me, please?
I can. For what? She did a great job.
It's something about when y'all do the call that it does something to me. I love it.
It does something for your soul.
Oh my God.
Yeah, can you do it for me?
But when I'd like to answer any other questions you might have.
I got a question when I see him. Okay, Dana.
Yeah.
So let us have your view of Greek life. I mean, is it all that you wanted? I mean, is being Greek overrated, or what is your overall view of Greek life? Let's start from the beginning.
Greek life is definitely not overrated. It is exactly what you make it. I came into Greek life older. I didn't pledge undergrad. I came in grad chapter. And it's been the most busy time of my life. Like, I'm surrounded by hundreds of amazing sorors. I'm in a larger chapter, and we have about 800 people in our chapter. And we work hard. We do a lot in the community. We get together, and we just really support each other. It's a great support system. I mean, outside of networking and all of that, whatever, but it is a great support system, like being there for my sister. And I, too, was an only child, so I didn't really come into it for the whole, oh, I want siblings, or I never wanted siblings. I loved being an only child. So that, having sisters and things like that was an adjustment for me. It was the hardest part of being online and the whole pledging process for me. But the growth that I've experienced and I've seen within myself has just been amazing. I love it. And it's something that you can't understand unless you are Greek.
I understand. And for America, if you don't know Dana Anderson, Dana wear her colors true. It's not without a day that Dana she's not rocking her Delta. She'd rock her Delta colors as much as I rock my red skin colors. Girl, you better go.
And you should be shot on the street for rocking your red skin colors. But Dana, we're not
rocking
your red.
Go to hell.
We love you for your red and white, but that, yeah.
Don't talk about my birthday.
I'm crimson and cream. Thank you.
Crimson and cream. Oh, what a dream. Crimson and cream.
Dana, thank you, boo-boo.
Thank you, love.
Where's
and,
your lunch, girl?
Q, don't call him a Miyaka. That's wrong. And you walked into it and you accepted it. That's wrong.
Okay. Thank
that's
you.
It. Bye,
thank
you,
boo boo. Appreciate
bye,
your call.
Bye,
we have yeah. another caller, America. We have another caller online. I think her name is Brittany too. We have another Brittany.
Is this Brittany?
Yes, it's Brittany. Can you hear me?
Yes, Brittany.
Yeah.
You
hey, Britt.
Hi.
Hi, Brittany. Brittany,
how you
hi,
doing?
Brittany.
I'm wonderful. How's everybody?
I'm fine,
you
Brittany.
You sound
good. I'm
good.
So what's
saying,
going
about
on, Mom? What you
got to
say?
It's not really a rumor or anything that I've heard. I just have a question. I just want to know
yes,
why
ma'am.
Everybody hates the IOTAs.
Oh, because that's the, they have the, I got the answer.
I'm not going to disrespect anybody
Brittany,
at all, but it's just
Brittany,
something I want to know.
First
because,
of all, you're wrong. You're so wrong for that. You're so
okay,
wrong. You know, your organization, what sorority are you, may I ask?
I'm not in anything, but.
Oh, you're not in anything.
No, I'm not. You know,
okay.
when I was in school and I was attending the pep rallies and, you know, everybody's doing the call and, you know, they spout the IOTAs and everybody's quiet. And, you know, it's like one or two people that shout out and then everybody's boo, boo. They booing them. I don't understand.
This is what happened. When the other fraternities and sororities were coming around, they chose colors wisely. However, last up to the plate, the only thing that was left was the colors of piss and shit. So
exactly.
That's what happened to the IOTAs. So
that's sad.
That's a story that I heard, and that's why nobody really liked them.
Oh my God.
Okay, so
yeah,
I think
you know, black people. See, and this is the thing. Black people don't wear a lot of brown.
Yeah, I don't wear any brown.
We'll do tan. We'll do beige. You know, on occasion, if we have on yellow, we're going to have like blue jeans or black pants. So, you know. To wear dark brown and your skin tone is almost that shade.
You know what, Q? But I used to be, my friends nicknamed me Brownie because I used to wear so much damn brown. It didn't even make no sense. Like, I like browns and tans and stuff like that. So people would, like, change their name in their phone to brown. Excuse me, I have to hiccup. I'm sorry, Brownie. Because they said I wore too much brown. So now you make me feel bad because maybe I should wear brown.
All right.
I wasn't calling to disrespect anybody. I just wanted to know why they got booed at the pep rally.
What's the history of the IOTAs? How long have the IOTAs been around? Because they weren't around when I was in Shaw. We didn't know about no IOTAs. The closest to the IOTAs were the group by groups. I'm sorry if you're group by group. I'm sorry, but you know it was on that. Oh my gosh!
I think they were founded in 1963, so they've been around.
They've been around. Okay, you said 63 mm-hmm. or 53?
63.
Oh, 63. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to say because you know, I think Q went to Shaw with 12 disciples that Jesus left. So,
I cannot.
Really? Really? That's how we're going to do things.
Well, thanks for answering the question.
I was born when you were in college, Q.
I'm sorry?
No, I was just saying, I don't think I was born when you were in college.
What year were you born?
In 87.
Wow.
I was in college. Shut it up.
Were you done with college or you were in college?
That's not the point. That's not the point.
Okay.
That's
okay,
not the point.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Brittany. Do you have any other questions or comments?
No. I think everyone's doing a great job, and thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, shout out to the Iotas for me when you see one. Give them a hug.
And we got to give Aisha a shout out. She's an Iota sweetheart, so love her dearly for that. Love you, Aisha.
Wow.
But you know,
I
don't judge anybody.
Oh my God. She's an Iota sweetheart. I didn't know Iota had sweetheart. Oh my Lord.
Yes. Two of my line sisters are Iota sweethearts, and I love them both.
Well, they must have been doing something right in order to have Iota sweetheart. They doing something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they actually go through a real deal process to become Iota sweetheart. So, pretty interesting.
I also heard only light skinned stuck up chicks become AKAs.
Yeah.
Because Delta's
that's a typical stereotype.
Delta's a down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Zetas are country. Most of the Zetas are country females.
Yep. And
yeah, you know.
I haven't heard about the country part. I've heard the saying about Delta being down to earth. And all the
Zetas are over size 12 to 14.
Oh.
If you're size eight, you cannot be a Zeta. That's what I heard.
And just like there was the rumor about, you know, being an AKA, you couldn't be no darker than a paper bag.
I heard that too.
But at my university, AKAs, Deltas, whatever, they came in all shapes and sizes. Please believe me. Even the Zetas, all shapes and sizes, colors.
So you seen a size 4 Zeta?
Yes, I have, and she was light skinned. Yes.
Okay.
Now, I even know the Black Crispy, AKA. She's pretty though, very pretty woman.
The thing about AKAs, they hit all kinds of color spectrum. Cause when I was at Shaw, you know, back in the mid '80s, they were dark skinned. Most of them were dark skinned. From broad skin to dark skin.
Yeah, but people expect them to be light skin, very fair skinned women, because supposedly, you know, back in the day, that was all they accepted, was lighter skinned women to be a part of their sorority.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I remember there was a dark skinned chick who pledged AKA on my campus, and so it was a thing about, you know, when that line was going through the paces and everything, there was big talk on campus about treating the people online the same as, you know, when they went before, treating them the same before they went online, and it's like, don't put them on a pedestal because they got letters and because they got the jacket. So this one dude, he tortured this girl, yo. He would hang her to death. Like, he would call her all sorts of names and cut up on her and stuff. And so when she pledged, she was in the cafeteria, and she came in with her line sisters, and she had on her AKA jacket, and she had on her, you know, of course, it had her nice line sister name on the back of the jacket, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the one you pledged with, you ain't really supposed to publicize. So he looks at her, he walks up to her, and he was like, they say I'm supposed to treat you like I treated you before. So he goes, but since you pledged AKA, I got to ask you, are you supposed to be pretty now?
Wow.
And when I tell you
wow.
the roar of laughter that shot up from that cafeteria,
that is awful.
Was tremendous. My man was dead serious when he asked her, and even she was laughing, yo.
That's crazy.
I was just like, wow. They're like, yo, you couldn't have given her a pass on that one, dude. It was just like, damn.
Oh,
but,
I actually feel really bad hearing that. That's a bit much. That is a bit. That is just so sad. Well, everyone, we do have a few minutes left. We've got 5 minutes left. So for those of you out there who want to call, have any last-minute comments, opinions, any questions on Black Greek Life, please feel free to call us, 760-683-2662. You still got some time to listen, www.blogtalkradio.com/AmongstFriends. And on Facebook, Amongst Friends Radio Group, to join us.
Yeah,
so
If y'all want to pledge, me, find me. I'm having a smoker. I'm having a smoker at Panera Bread on Columbia Pike.
Yo,
so come on.
Yeah, we're going to have Hey, Jeff, if they miss that one, we're going to have a smoker at my house.
So before we go, and I would love to come and see what you guys are feeling. But before we go, I do have a serious question for you too. Do you think that, and let's not forget, you know, when you join a fraternity sorority, you have to pay dues. Well, you're supposed to be financial. You're supposed to pay dues. You also have to pay a fee when you join. That is a couple hundred dollars, depending on what organization you join. I don't know about everybody else. And I've heard rumors about the AKCs, but I don't know that for sure, of course. But you do have to pay a hefty amount to join. Because at the end of the day, the sorority and fraternity is a business. So you are always paying for something. I mean, I spent so much money on Delta when I was in school, just buying clothes to go to conferences and paying for tickets and things like that. So do you guys, in the end, do you think that it's all worth it? And do you think it would truly benefit your life?
The only way, and I know we've got like a minute left, so I'm going to just hurry mine. The only way, if it's worth it, is if you're in some type of financial dire straits and they come help you out. That's what I think. If that happens, then yes, the dues are all worth it. If not, if you have to go through some type of loopholes, it's some bullshit. That's mine.
I say to me, it's only worth it if you can get behind the programs and the, you know, the work that's being done by the organization.
Mm-hmm.
If you can plug yourself into at least one of those and go hard on that, then I think that you found what makes it work for you, and it you're good. You know, you can wear your jackets, your T-shirts and stuff, and go to homecoming and step on the plot and know that you ain't going to get your ass whooped because you ain't got the right credentials. But, I mean, yeah, I think it's all worth it if you can find that right organization or that right group inside the fraternity or sorority.
All righty. And I would say for myself, it was definitely worth it. I mean, I've shed tears. I've had a lot of laughs. I've met some great women, some that have gotten me to where I am today, and I'm truly thankful for them. So I would definitely say It was all worth it. Of course, me being in college and paying that hefty fee out of my own pocket was like, whoa. But once you're in it and you stick with it and you are truly in it for its purpose and believe in what it stands for, it's an amazing thing. You know, because there are some people out there that actually denounce their letters. They'll get into it and then something will happen with them and they're like, I don't want to do it anymore. Or some people, you know, they'll denounce their letters for religious reasons or whatnot. But I think if your heart's in it, you'll love it. So to those out there who are thinking about it, I encourage you to do it. It changed my life for the better. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. I want to thank my store, Dana, for calling in, Brittany, Aisha. Thank you, everybody. And this is my last show hosting on Amongst Friends. I want to thank Deidre, Jeff, and Q for making this a wonderful experience for me. I'm going to miss you guys, and I hope that we can still keep in touch. And I hope I can still come to that Amongst Friends happy hour later on in the
evening. Hell no. Hell no, you can't go.
I've had a wonderful time being on Amongst Friends. You guys have became like my little family. So thank you for putting up with me when I was pregnant. And I love you guys dearly, and for all of your support. You guys have always stuck with me through it. And you know I was always nervous before I did my shows. So.
Will you hurry up and wrap it up, Jesus Christ?
Thank you. I just want to say my farewell. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in next Wednesday. Catch us at the same time. Remember, 8 o'clock p.m. on Amongst Friends. And take it out, Jeff.
Amongst Friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria.
The time or the place to talk about it since we're still on there.
Okay, Deidre. Go to sleep, shit. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Get the hell off my phone. Get out there. She ain't saying nothing all the whole time. And once we bring something up, isn't that the tricky thing?
And this is why you get hung up on.
Oh, shit.